off hold.
He's doing
Blog Talk Radio.
Coming from all over the world, we want to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. You're on the right line for a miracle. We appreciate what God has already done. So many miracles on this line. And we're only at the tip of the iceberg of what God has said that he would do. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're so wonderful. You're so amazing, so astounding. The only true and living God. Oh, God, we honor you. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. It belongs to you. Thank you for it, God. Oh, my God. We ask for forgiveness for all things that have displeased you in any way. Every sin of commission, things that we haven't done, and every sin of omission, the things that we haven't done, omission, things of commission, things that we have done. May God bless. And God, I pray that you bless the people on this prayer line. Your mercy.
Yes,
sir. In the name of Jesus. And put the blood covering of Jesus Christ over this prayer line.
Hide
us under the blood of Jesus. Thank you for Jesus going to the cross and for bearing our sins. And now we have a right to eternal life because of Jesus. Purge us of God in Jesus' name. Put a hedge of protection around us. Give liberty and strength, we pray. Give peace, love, joy in the Holy Ghost. Thank you for giving us daily grace and for mercy and for the power to live for you in the name of Jesus. For helping us walk according to your statutes and judgments. We just praise you. Oh, thank you. Look on our president here in America.
Yes,
President
Lord.
Obama. He needs your help, Lord.
Yes.
Some of the things against him. And he needs your help. He's only one man.
Kind of a wet Tuesday, but that's
help in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Look at all our leaders here over who are attached to the First Fruits prayer line. God bless them. And thank you for everything that you're doing. But thank you for healing us, God, for by your stripes we are healed.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for taking me to Texas and for using me there and for bringing me back here. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
God, you're so faithful. You're so loving. So kind. Thank you for putting the anointing through your word, God, on us. And out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, God, thank you. So many things we can thank you for. We thank you last night and led people all over the world into giving you $2 billion. And we thank you for it. Bless us. In the field, we'll bless you back, God. Let us have a great time. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we give you adoration and glory for it. And thank God, thank God, thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line this morning. God is so multitudinous. He blesses everywhere.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God. I don't know if I guess it's made it yet. Is Bishop Bowden on the line yet today? All right. God bless you. We are prepared to move on with our praise reports this morning. A lot of you have praise reports last weekend. You haven't had a chance to tell them. Amen. But we certainly want to hear your praise reports in just a moment. Hopefully you're getting ready now. In just a moment, we're going to open up the praise report queue, and you'll be able to give me your praise report. Let me just say good morning to all of you all. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
speak this morning. Good morning to y'all. Wake up.
Good morning.
Let's speak to the Lord. Amen. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
And let's give him his praise. He looks for this praise every morning. He inhabits the praises of his people. Right? He's on the line, just praise him. Amen. He's going to come in and inhabit. He doesn't go to pity parties.
Thank you.
Let's give him praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
It means that everybody on the line. Identification too. Ambassador Hague, hi. So, give us an identification with the blog line and everything else. Thank you so much in advance.
Oh, praise and praise the name of the Lord. Good morning. And
good morning.
We do salute you. Amen. We salute our international ambassador, Chief Ambassador Johnson, Ambassador Lady Betty, and Ambassador Non Right Mother Johnson. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, to all of the ambassadors and the ambassadors elect, to all of the other, to all of the pastors, all the broadcasters, and to everyone who's listening from all around the world. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here, amen, to give you a little update as to what's going on. We're here broadcasting live, Blog Talk Radio. And as you know, we are the world's largest radio on the worldwide internet, social networks, and especially Facebook, Twitter, I stumble upon it, just whatever social media you use to access, we can be accessed, and you can hear us. We're also in the podcast and to iTunes, and God, we just thank the Lord. We're being heard literally more than 90 million listeners all around the world in countries such as Afghanistan, Algeria, Argentina, Australia, Austria, Canada, Ecuador, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Taiwan, France, Germany, Italy, China, Russia, Africa, oh my God, you name it, just basically all over the world. And we want to thank you, our Chief Ambassador, for the excellent job that you're doing in getting this message across the world. And may God forever bless you, and the world is ablaze. It is happening all around the world. Folks are now waking up and just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Go to the bank. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Go to the shopping mall. Thank you, thank you. Go to the supermarket. Thank you. Oh, my God. Go to the churches. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean, just all of the world is catching on. We want to thank you for doing an excellent job. May God really bless you, sir. Back to you.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Hagen. Oh, my God, that's wonderful. You know, thank you so much. You always embrace the vision, pushing the vision up and pushing your leader up. And thank you so much for that. Always supportive. We appreciate it. We do thank God and salute Lady Betty Johnson, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, and Mother Ellie Johnson, our mother to the nation, over our prayer warriors.
Amen.
All of our assistants and all of you on the prayer line. Pastor Williams, I haven't heard from Pastor Kevin Trotter in a while. If anybody knows how to get a hold of him, get a hold of him and tell him we're praying for him, looking for him in the prayer line. Thank God for Elder Davis and for Elder Coates and all the men of God. Thank God for all of our ambassadors. Ambassador Patricia Stern, Ambassador Hagen. We praise God for her. Ambassador Leck, our special assistant, Gina Hodges, and Ambassador Leck over, you know, who's blessing us down there in Arkansas, Gene Gail Stiff. And we do honor Dr. Mary Lacey, amen, who's been with us a long time, helping bring people to our prayer line.
Amen.
We appreciate it very, very much. And all of you on the line, mothers, thank you for praying for me, all of our mothers. We appreciate your support. Thank you so much. Amen. Appreciate it. While I was gone, I know it's quite evident that our mothers missed their leader. And I thank you, mothers, because you've been praying for me so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless all of you. We appreciate you and everything you've done. I come to you as a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherds. Amen. I humble myself before you, knowing that you are leaders, and we appreciate your presence on the line. Very smart people on this line, some brilliant, brilliant, and we appreciate your presence. The Lord bless you and keep you. Please keep me in your prayers. I come to you as the least among you. But if you'll pray for me, God will bless me to become the head and not the tail. God bless you. Thank him for what he's done already in my life. Oh, my God. Well, welcome to people from the blog line all over the world. God bless you. And we estimate with 90 million listeners that we're leading at least giving at least 2 billion praises a night to the Lord, if not more. Amen. It just takes one of those million, two of those million to give 2 billion praises. Thank God. I'm opening that Q&A. Amen. This is the Q&A praise report line. If you have a praise, get ready. Star 6 and then...
Q&A session started.
Star 6 and number 1. And we'll see that you want to give a praise report, and we'll continue until our guest comes. If he makes it today, otherwise, we'll get him another day. Amen. Press star 6 and 1 to give your praise report in the Q&A queue. Amen. Bless you so much. Anybody got a praise report? Follow the directions. Press star 6 and then number 1. Star 6, 1. May the Lord bless you and keep you. I want to thank God for how he blessed an amazing grace this weekend. Amen. We were out of town, but I understand they had such a time, a great time. We had one of our great missionaries speak in our behalf. Thank God at Amazing Grace. We've got about with ministers, elders, and ministers that hold my arms up, and missionaries and aspiring missionaries. Thank God we got about, last time I counted, I think it was 38 or 40, something like that. And God has blessed us in a great way. Brother Willie Johnson, the line is open to you. Give me a praise report, Brother Willie Johnson.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank God for another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. Dr. Johnson, I'm telling you too, I'm still rejoicing the Lord over your call. I really do. I thank you. You know, I was walking through the house yesterday, and I said, well, Lord, I sure do thank you. You don't have to stop no more and put no water in their car. I said that yesterday, and I thank God for that, because you belong to God, and there's nothing too good for you to have except you walk upright. And so I believe with all my heart that you've been walking upright before God, and you done what he say do. So he's not going to withhold nothing from you. Sometimes it may not look like it's coming, Dr. Johnson, but it's coming. You just got to wait and wait on the Lord. And he'll deliver what he said. He ain't lied yet. And he'll deliver it to you. So
all
I
right.
Just thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for you. Because I really believe within my heart, you are a true man of God. And you have been called by God. And I thank God for that. You know the fruit. The tree by the fruit it bears, and I believe with all my heart that you, boy, your fruit is truly, truly unspeakable, and I thank God for you. So y'all just keep me in your prayers.
All right, Mother. If you want to be in the queue, *6-1. Thank you so much, Mother Johnson. You always encourage me, and amen. I am going to give my testimony this morning. Amen. Anybody else have anything to say for Jesus? I just want you to know you have to learn to follow directions. You have to learn things change. Amen. You want to give a praise report? Press *6-1. All right, Sister Jerry Hall, the line is open to you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I am so happy to be alive on this morning. I just thank the Lord and this First Fruits prayer line. I'm just so happy to be on it. I look forward to it. This just starts my day off to be positive and to be happy, and I love you all.
Thank you so much. Sister Jerry, you always have that energy, and we appreciate you so very much. All right. God bless you. Mother Digby, the line is open to you. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Good morning, Ambassador Johnson, and
yes.
All of the people on the prayer line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank the Lord for on last week, my son Kenneth had pink eye, and then he had an upper respiratory infection. We did take him to urgent care, and they gave me some drops for his eyes, and his eyes have cleared up, and his cough has cleared up. And I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness. I want to say my daughter was looking at my list that I had written out, what Dr. Johnson had us to write out. And on there was blessings like you've never seen in 2014. And I want to say God has blessed me with blessings that I have never seen in 2014. The Lord is good. And I thank the Lord for this prayer line. I'll thank the Lord for you, Dr. Johnson, obeying God and having this prayer line. I know it's a sacrifice, but I thank the Lord for you making the sacrifice, because this is a prayer line. I pray for the prayer line that it continue to be a miracle prayer line.
Thank you so much, Mother Digby. What wonderful words. Thank you again. All right. Mother Edley Johnson, the mother to the nation, your line is open and we can hear you. Go ahead, Mother Johnson. *6-1.
God bless you. I want to say good morning. Good morning. To all of you, and to honor to the God this morning, and Dr. Johnson, and to all of the people on the line, and I just praise and magnify the Lord today to be a part of this line. I look back in when they started, I joined the line to be a help to my son, and I thought, well, he got to have some help, and I thought that's what I was joining it for. But since I've been on the line, the Lord has blessed me so many times and so much. And I said, Lord, I just thank you, thank you. I thank you for getting on the line. And I don't want to miss a day. might be a minute to a few minutes late, but I don't want to miss or not one day. I just love the Lord. I look forward to him waking me up on time to be on the prayer line. Even if my pastor, he is my pastor. Even if he doesn't call me, I want the Lord to shake me and wake me up. But God has been so good to me, and I just look back and see the things that the Lord has done for me just lately. I tell you, my granddaughters, they put on a program for my, and blessed me real, real good. I said, Lord, I just thank you. The service was spirit-filled, and the blessing came in, and I just praised God. Then I was called to bring the message on Sunday morning to the service of the Lord. And God has blessed me, and he was with me all the way. I love the Lord, and it just happened. He just blessed me, and I thank God for it. The devil is messing with God, he's showing his blessing, and I thank God for his blessing. His blessing means more to me than the devil messing, because it don't mean nothing to me when the devil's messing. I praise God anyhow. He said, in all things, give thanks, for it's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning it. And I thank God. I'm just praising him and magnifying him for what he's doing for me. And I love the Lord with all my heart and love all of you. God bless you and keep on keeping on. And pray for Mother Johnson that God will always get the glory, and I'll be praying for you. Bless you.
Thank you so much. All right, let me hear from some of these men. Mother Wilson, will you get Pastor Wilson on the line so I can hear from him? And Ambassador Hagen, will you get Bishop Hagen on the line so we can say good morning to him? Amen. God bless you. I don't know if you had time yet, Mother Wilson, but the line is open to you. You can talk until you get him. Amen. Mother Wilson there in Memphis, or wherever that is. 706. Go ahead, Mother Wilson. Are you there?
God bless you.
All right. She may be working on getting Pastor Wilson on the line. All right. Let me go here. I know you got a praise report. 773. Sister Geraldine Garnett, the line is open to you. Say a word for Jesus.
God bless you, Dr. The whole entire First Fruit prayer line. It's just such a miracle blessing to be on the prayer line. I thank God for you, Dr. Johnson. You is a miracle working man. And I tell you, God is using you in a very special, special way. And you deserve everything that God has in store for you. I thank the Lord for you. I thank God for the I thank God for Mother Johnson of the nation. It is such a blessing. And the Lord is really touching people all over the world. You all be encouraged. And Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty, you all know I love y'all so dear.
God bless you so much.
Thank God for your new car. And it's paid into it.
Yes. All right, God. Thank God for you. And we love you too, Sister Garnett. All right, Elder Davis, can you hear me? I'm opening the line to you. Give us a praise report, Elder Davis. Amen. The line is open to you. We can hear you if you're there.
Good morning, and God bless you. We do thank the Lord for his goodness. We thank him for his mercy. Thank him for how he carried me through the operation of my foot. Amen. It's healing. I went to the doctor on yesterday. But most of all, we thank Jesus for his son who died on Calvary's cross. Amen. As the song say, every time I look around, he keeps doing great things for me. Amen, amen, amen. He keep doing it. Where art thou? I am glad. So we say to the prayer line, be encouraged on this morning. Just know that God got a great blessing in store for you. If you keep continuing holding up the bloodstained banner, God bless you this morning.
God bless you, Elder Davis, all the way up there in, I believe, Carolina. Amen.
Unmuted.
Ambassador Hagen, is Bishop on the line yet? We just want to say good morning to him. Amen. The line is open to him, if he's there.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Chief Ambassador. We're trying to make contact. We're still trying to make contact.
All right, we'll come back to you.
Thank
you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wilson.
Muted.
Amen. Mother Wilson. Amen. We sure wanted to hear from Pastor Wilson. If he's there, the line is open to you. If you're there, Mother Wilson, amen. God bless you. I hope you can hear me, Mother Wilson. The line is open to you. All right. God bless you. Let me go up here to Grandma. I know everybody's got something to say for Jesus. Amen. Okay. Let me go up here. Mother Wilson, I'm opening the line to you.
This is Mother Wilson, and God bless you. We're grateful to be in the land of the living this morning, and I'm happy that God is good because he is really blessing me, and I thank him for it. He began to let me know to just pray for others, and then my healing would come.
That's it.
Not just by thinking about myself, but just think about others. I have been thinking about others, but not good enough. So when we find out that what we're doing is not good enough, then the Lord began to bless us for reaching out. So I thank the Lord for being able to reach out this morning and how he is just giving me strength. And I thank him for the strength. I want you to continue to pray for me because my hope is built in Jesus. Thank God for you and your car.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you own it, Mother. That's it. Not being selfish. People in this day are just me people. All they think about is themselves. But that's it. You think about others, and God will bountifully bless you. Amen. All right. Let me go to Charlotte Gray. The line is open to you, Sister Charlotte Gray. We hear you. Go ahead. All right, Sister Charlotte.
Can you hear me now?
We can. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. This is Charlotte. A16 area code. I do want to just give my prayer for today. I forgot yesterday. I did go to the doctor on Thursday again, and they're trying to say I have chronic laryngitis. But when I tell you, I feel absolutely, absolutely great. Not a single bone in my body is harmed or hurting or anything. I am thanking God when I'm learning on this first fruit prayer line is discipleship. So I am thanking God, Mother Johnson. I was thinking about how when you were talking, I was over your house a couple of years ago. You was like, well, have you called into the prayer line, baby? Do you know the prayer line number? So I just thank God and how the Holy Spirit just moves in just different ways. But we are thanking God here in Kansas City, Missouri, the great family. We are saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, because mommy is really learning discipleship and operate in the Holy Ghost. Have a wonderful day. That's my prayer for today. Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, you know I love you. God bless you.
Hello, Dr. Johnson. This is Ella Wilson.
Ella Wilson. God bless you, Ella Wilson.
Yeah, God bless you, too. I certainly have been enjoying you and mother, your mother and wonderful revival and teacher she was doing over the morning.
Thank you.
But I just want to say I thank God for you and just so much you're doing to the whole nation look like. Mm-hmm. And praise God. I thank God for you, your car. I was so glad. I'm so glad to hear that you got the car, and the Lord blessed me to be a little part of that too.
Thank you so much. Amen.
It's Ella Wilson. Ella Willie Wilson, Sister Wilson and Sister Christopher. And then Father, you know, and Sister Diggs.
Amen. God bless you. I just want to tell you, I got this message I preached at Amazing Grace. I think I preached it on. Before I got ready to dismiss, the Holy Ghost said again, tell him you need $2,000. And so I said, I don't even want to say this, but the Holy Ghost has pushed me. And he has said, to tell y'all, I need $2,000. I've got a car that I'm getting ready to get, and I need $2,000 as a down payment. I put my money in the church, and I need it. And then I tried to dismiss real quick. I said, everybody stand. Let's go home. And I was getting ready to say the dismissal prayer and let him go. Because I had obeyed what God told me to do. He didn't tell me to go any further. I just obeyed. Then before I could obey the guest evangelist, it was Women's Day, Connie Vaughn, said, wait a minute, Pastor, I hope I'm not out of place, but will you give me a moment here? And I said, yes, I recognize you here. I gave her the mic, and she said, your pastor said he needed $2,000. Your pastor said he needs $2,000. What y'all going to do about it? And she said, give me the basket. She held the basket, and in less, I'd say 5 minutes or less, those people had come up there and put $2,000 in the basket. A couple of them gave $500. It was some gave $200, some gave $100, some gave $20, whatever they had, they gave. It was amazing. Amen. And God answered my prayer. See, when the man of God is to be blessed, you can't hold his blessings back. You cannot. Uh-uh. God will, if you don't want a blessing, God will move on other folk to bless him.
Amen.
It will happen every time. And so I was amazed at what God did for me, and I thanked him 1,000 times again for his blessings. And because I've been faithful, worn my car out for the Lord, 230,000 miles, and the devil, it was quite evident that the devil was trying to buffet me. Amen. The radiator had blown out 3 times. This last time, I couldn't go anywhere without putting maybe a gallon or two in my car. I just want you to see the story and not just see the glory.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, as soon as I got the radiator fixed, then the power steering went out, the pump, and it was leaking everywhere and couldn't go anywhere without putting power steering. But I never complained one time. I just said, Lord, I'm in your hands. Whatever it takes, you know, I'm going to do your work and do your service. If this is what you want me to do, I'm fine with it. Never complain. And then the Lord bountifully blessed me. Amen. Just want you to know the story as well as the glory. Amen. So when y'all see me, y'all say, he's been through the storm and the rain. God bless you. Anybody else want to give a praise report? All right, Sister Mays, I see you here. The line is open to you, Sister Lily Mays.
God bless you, Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson and Ambassador Betty Johnson, Mother Atlee Johnson, and all of the saints on the prayer line this morning. I just praise God for this prayer line. I thank God for all of your prayers. I thank God for just waking me this morning. My family and my mother is okay. And I praise God that Mother Atlee Johnson is okay and all the mothers. It's a blessing to have a mother, and I thank God for mine. Dr. Johnson, I am just so happy and rejoice over your car. So God bless you. I have been praying for you and prayer for you also, because I do believe you're a man of God. And through this prayer line, many people's been blessed. I've been blessed and told people about it, and they've been blessed. So God is going to bless me. I am next in line for a blessing, and pretty soon I just pray that the Lord bless me so that I could just tell my miracle. But I already have one this morning. I'm alive and well, and I thank so God bless all of you and love all of you. And I would like to say, God bless Sister Jerry Hughes. I thank you for calling and waking me. I've had a busy schedule, but I just thank you and I love you, and I will bless you soon. God bless you. Love you.
Thank you so much, Sister Mays. And Sister Jerry Hughes, I've been trying to get a hold of Pastor Strotter. We want to extend our arms to him. Amen. Appreciate him leading the way on the front line to open us up to world exposure. Amen. Now, God has blessed us even further, and we appreciate it. But we never forget that it was Pastor Strotter who led the way. Amen. We didn't want him to. We want to always be reminded of him. And so if you can, tell him we've been looking for him. God bless you. All right, I'm closing the Q&A session for praise reports. Let's get the Q&A
session. Q&A session is over.
For prayer requests. If you have a prayer request, press that *6 and 1. We open the Q&A session.
Q&A session started.
Prayer requests. Amen. *6, 1. If you have that on your phone, a star and then a 6 and then a 1, press it, and we'll recognize you for a prayer request. All right? Dr. Mary Lacey, God bless you. The line is open to you. Yes, we do hear you. Go ahead.
Good morning to all saints. Good morning, Dr. Johnson, Ambassador Johnson, and Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and to all. I have a prayer request this morning. I'd like you all to pray for safe traveling to the convocation this year. Last year I was in a...
Mm-hmm.